Tzav. Parshas Tzav. Shema Moshe Lemur, Tzav es Aaron, the Yezbon of Lemur, that Moshe should command Aaron and his children, Zois Teiras Oilo, this is the laws of a Korban Oilo, Hiya Oilo, this is the Oilo, Al Moito, Al HaMizbeach, Kol HaLailo, Ad HaBoiker, V'yesh HaMizbeach, Tukat Boi, that it should remain on the fireplace upon the Mizbeach all the night, until the morning, and the fire should always be burning there. Now the pasuk starts off that Tzav es Aaron v'yezbonav, that you should command Aaron and his children. And the Medrash really asks the question, how come the whole parsha of Vayikra never says that Tzav like speak to Aaron? It always says b'nei Aaron. Like the pasuk always says v'zorku b'nei Aaron, v'ekrivu b'nei Aaron, v'nosnu b'nei Aaron. V'yorku b'nei Aaron. It only says in Parshas Vayikra b'nei Aaron. Here in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, here's the first time it says a commandment, Tzav es Aaron v'yezbonav. How come before it doesn't talk about Aaron, and now it mentions first Tzav es Aaron? It's really the Midrash, the Medrash Rabbi, the Kash, and the Yalkut, and they both say that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he saw that throughout Parshas Vayikra it wasn't spoken to Aaron. And he tied it to Hashem that why not? It's most probably because Aaron had to do with the chet of the eagle. So that's why Hashem wanted to make a richug, like put Aaron away a little bit. Therefore, Moshe was a mispalo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in this parasha now, after Moshe's tefillah, that's what it says, V'yadabar Hashem and Moshe Lemur, that Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Tzav es Aaron. In other words, because of your tefillah, Moshe, now we're going to give the commandments of Tzav es Aaron directly to Aaron HaKohen himself. But the question is still, how come, like Moshe's tefillah didn't help for even the Parshas Vayikra? How come in Parshas Vayikra it doesn't say the commandments, the Dibur to Aaron? It only says like the Psukim Ar B'nei Aaron. How come Moshe's tefillah first helped for this Parsha of Parshas Tzav, that here it says Tzav es Aaron? So there are a few terutzim to this. The Klal Yoko wants to say that there's a chilek between the Kabonos of Parshas Vayikra to the Parshas of Tzav. In the Parshas of Vayikra, there was teaching us the korbanos that you bring if you do a chet. If you do something wrong because of the chatoyim you did, there's a chiyuv to bring a korban. Now, the chatoyim only comes because of the chet egel. Like the Midrashim say, if it wouldn't have been for the chet egel, there wouldn't have been any chatoyim at all. Klal Yisrael wouldn't have been a dematzev, like Adam Rishon was koydem achet, that there wouldn't have been any chatoyim. So really, the reason why there was a chatoyim was because of the chet egel. Now Aaron had to do with the Chet Egel. That's why in Parshas Vayikra, Kodesh Baruch Hu like was merachik a little bit Aaron HaKohen. Mashenkin, in this Parshas of Tzav, it's not so much talking about the korbanos that we bring because of the Chatoyim, but rather either the korban HaTomid that's brought every single day, or the korban HaTzibur, or korban on Yom Kippur, the Chinukas, the Chinuch for the Kahanim. Therefore here in this Parshas, it's not talking about the korbanos of Chatoyim. That's why now it mentions Aaron's name to say Tzav es Aaron. And another way you could say really is that in Parshas of Vayikra, it was mainly talking about a korban that a yochid brings. Mashenkin, in this Parshas of Tzav, it talks about the kohanim that is brought for the tzibur, and part of them is the korbanos that are brought on Yom Kippur, which has to be done through the kohen gadol. That's why here in this Parshas it mentions Aaron, since he was a kohen gadol. The Sfasemis wants to say another pshat, and this is, and he says that the chiluk is the korbanos and vayikra, those were talking about the yasiyah, the actual bringing, the making of the korban. Now, the yasiyah, the doing it, since Aaron had to do with the chet egel, he made up kamen himself, he was like richuk in the yasiyah of the korbanos. Mashenkin, this parshas of Tzav, like it starts off the posik, Tzav es Aaron v'yezbonav lemer zois teiras oilo. This is the Torah of the oilo. Like we'll soon see, Chazal darshan from this posik that kol oisik b'ilchas oila is kilu hikriv oila. If you learn the halachas, you learn the Torah about the korban oila, it's considered as if you brought the korban oila. So really this passion now is talking about the Torah of the korbanos. So you want to say as far as the Torah goes, that Aaron was much greater than his children. There was no pagam at all, the chet ha'egel was not pagam at all, his koyach in the Torah. Like the Gemara, he says that Aveira could be Mechaba Mitzvah, but V'ein Aveira Mechaba Torah. And Aveira cannot take away the Koyach of Torah that you have. So therefore, since Aaron, as far as the Torah goes, there was no pagam at all. That's where in this parasha now of Tzav that talks about the Torah Toilo, or the Torah of the Mincha, and therefore Aaron could be mentioned because there was no pagam at all. Nothing happened to him as far as his Torah. And really the Rashbam, the first Rashbam here says that Tzav es Aaron says Zois Torah Toilo. Says Kol HaKabonos Hamurim BaPashas VaYikra. All the Kabonos that we already learned in Pashas VaYikra is Chayzev Egoim Kol Dinayim. Now I'm going to go over and learn the halachas of those Kabonos. So what does the Rashbam mean to say? The Khuri means like this, that in VaYikra we're talking about the actual Asiya of the Korban, and now we're talking about the Torah of the Kabonos, the Limud of the Kabonos, like the Chazal Dashan, that Kol HaYisik B'Torah Oila is Kilu Hikra Oila. That's what the Pasuk says, Zois Torah Oila, that Isaac B'Torah is Kolehi. There is mamish learning the halachis of this of the korban eloh. That's as if you mamish makri of the korban itself. And with this, we could understand the first Rashi. That Rashi starts off the famous Rashi that tzav es Aaron. Rashi says ein tzav elo loshon zerus miyadu laderus. Loshon of commanding only means a loshon of zerus to be mezaris you to enforce you for laderus. Miyad al-Aderus is negated to now and to future generations. Now, Poshud al-Aderus means for the generations to come, Keseder and Keseder and Keseder. So, the first Master Kasha, this is good, this man, there's a base of Mikdash that will have the union of the Kabonis. But how could we say, Laderus, Mashma, Ad Saif, after the Churban Habayis, we don't have any more Kabonis? And the Torah is like we're saying, true, this man, the base of Mikdash, we have the actual Kabonis. But even after Achar Churban Habayis, that's the drasha we dash of in this pasuk of Zeis Torah Oila. Whoever is Isaac in the Torah of a Korban Oila is Kilu Ikriv Oila. So Kesei de Laderis could be considered as if we do have the Korban Oila here. And then Rashi goes on to say, Omer Rabbi Shimon, that B'yoyser Tzorech HaKosev Lezareis B'mokim Shesh B'chsornkis. The Torah has to command us forcefully in a place where we have a chsornkis, means we lose out money. Where people have to spend their own money, that's when you have to have a big zeros. In other words, when anything you start something new, at the beginning you have to be mezaris, get it going, keep it going. But once it starts to go, luchura goes by itself. But something that has a chsaron kiss that you have to spend money, or here you have to lose money, that no, that cools off. So kiseida miyad l'aderis, you have to have a zeros for this pash of a korban oila. Now exactly why it's called a chsaron kiss, like what are you losing? So the Ramban really learns that it's not going on the Korban Oila. Because by Korban Oila, true, the Kanim don't get anything. They only receive the or the skin of the Korban, but they're also not losing anything. They're not losing their money. It's not their money for the Korban. Whoever brings the Korban Yochid, they're only makrovit for them. So Ramban learns that really this union of Chasar and Kis is going on Postuk Yud Gimel later, that it says, Zeh Korban Aaron Abonov, Shekhen Godel Hevi Minchas Chavitim B'chol Yoyim. That a Kohen Gadol has to bring from his own money minchas chavitim every single day, and that's a chsaron kis. However, other mepharshim learn pasha that it is going on a korban oila, and they learn true even though he's not really losing money, but the fact that he's not gaining anything, that could also be a reason for them to be mesatzel in the korban oila. Hey, but yo, the korbanos the kohanim get something from it when they bring the korban, they eat the meat, they have parts of the meat to eat. A korban oila is kulo kolo, the whole thing is burnt, he doesn't get any part of the meat. True, he gets the skin, but from the meat he doesn't get anything. That's called also a chsaron kis. Other mepharshim learn that it goes on pashup shat that the kanim by avodas hakabonis, they don't get paid for the avodas hakabonis. So they have to take out their own time to do the work of bringing the carbon. So now when they're working to bring the carbon, they're like losing out from their own work that they could get their, gain their own money. That's also considered like a chsaron kis. Now, the chsaron kis, the fact they can't do other type of work, they have to bring the kabonis. So, the union of kabonis, there's this union of tzav, a lashon zeros, to be mezaris them, decided to do it, and not to feel we're not gaining anything from it. But the question is, according to this pshat, then why does the pasuk say this lashon tzav by a korban oila? Like, the chur is going on all kabonis. Any korban that the kohen does, since he doesn't get paid for doing the work, he's like losing out the pay. So for that, we need the Lashon Zeros. So why only by the Korban Oila, even by a Korban Chattis, or by Korban Shlomim? True, he gets the meat. But still, for all the work that he puts in, they're still considered like a Chsaron Kis. So why do we only pick on the Korban Oila? So some of the Parshim want to say that the Pshat really Rashi says that he Oila means the korban Oila, that's the most chashuv a korban there is. That has like the most kedusha from all the korbanos. And that's what mashma from the Mishnah in Shkolim like that, that if the money was lost, we don't know into which shayfa to put it, we put it into the shayfa of Shel Nedava, which goes for korban Oila. That since the korban Oila is kula kolo, the whole korban is burnt, that has more kedusha to it. So the pshat is the korban Oila, that's the korban that has the most kedusha to it. Now the klal is, the more kedusha there is, the more the yetzahara is there to stop you from doing it. And that's why it's brought down the mashal, the Kohen Gadol, by Yom Kippur, by night, we keep him up a whole night. We don't let him sleep, the Gemara in Yuma says. It says that the Pirkei Kuna used to clap the hands, because they had to keep him awake. So the question is, why can't he go to sleep? So Mefarshim say that the Sram say, because we're afraid, since it's such a Kaddish Tikka Yoyim, the Yetzahara will get him and maybe make him become a Balkeri. The more Kedusha is there, the more overtime the Yetzahara wakes, works to stop you from doing it. Who then is brought down that B'Shas Kabbalah Satera? Where was Klai Yisrael B'Shas Kabbalah Satera? They were sleeping. That's why we're Naig by Shavuos by night. We stay up the whole night, like we Masaki in that Indian, why Klai Yisrael was sleeping B'Shas Kabbalah Satera. But the question is, how was it possible to say Klai Yisrael went to sleep? Like B'Shas Kabbalah Satera is such a big chush of a moment. But the Torah says that the more chush of, the more Kedusha there is, the more the Yetzirah works on you to stop you from doing it. And this is a klal kaseidah in any mitzvah. Klal in limud haTorah, the Baal Talmud Torah k'neged kulam, that's the most chashuv a mitzvah we have, therefore the Yetzirah is there to stop you from learning Torah. The most excuses you have not to do something is not to come to learn Torah. We have to know that's only because of the Yetzirah. Who within the Gemara always says to chazah something, if you learn something and to review it over, like chazor is a tremendous thing. The Gemara says if you don't chazor, it's like you plant and you're not kotzi, you don't cut off the tzvua, you just let it right away. But the Maisa, we see plenty of people that don't chazer. And the pshat is they don't review what they learned. And the pshat is that since reviewing is such a chush of a thing, so important, that's where the Yetzer is to stop you. He doesn't let you review. He'll let you say, learn on and on and on, but don't take out time to review. But this is the klal. Something that's more chushiv, the Yetzer works stronger to stop you from doing it. So Mel, it's very good. The reason why when the Pasuk says Lashon of Tzav, we're saying Lashon of commanding you, with force to keep you doing, don't be misapt, don't take it easy, the Pasuk says it by a korban Oila. Because the korban Oila, since that's the most, has the most kedusha, it's kulu kolol, the Yetzirah is there to stop the kainim, at most to stop doing the korban Oila. That's why for the korban Oila, we need a lashon zeros, no, fight the Yetzirah, keep on doing it, because this has the most kedusha of all the other korbanos.
Now again, Pasuk Beis was again, Tzav Esarim, Yezbon of Leimor, that Zois Teiras Oila. This is the halacha is about a korban Oila. He Oila al Moita al Mizbeach, which is upon the Moita, which is upon the Mizbeach, kol halayl, it burns the whole night, adad boik until the morning. Veisha Mizbeach tukad boik. Now this is talking about the mitzvah of Hector Chalovim Vievorim, that on the korban Oila, they put the fats and the pieces of meat on top of the Mizbeach, and it was able to burn throughout the whole night. And after it got finished burning, then Pasuk Gimel says the mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin. And the Pasuk says, V'lovash ha-koyin mi-doivad, the koyin has to put on his ksoynes of linen, or michnes seivad, and his underpants of linen, yulbash al-basor, he has to wear on his basor, on his flesh. V'herim es ha-deshin, he takes up the deshin, the ashes, asher toichal eish es oilo, that the fire burnt up from the korban oilo, ala mizbeach, which is on top of the mizbeach, v'somoy eit ala mizbeach. This is the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin, that you take a shovel full of the ashes from the burnt korban, and then the kohen takes it and puts it next to the mizbeach on the side of the mizbeach. And this was one of the nisim that happened in the Beis Hamikdash, that when they used to put these ashes down on the side of the mizbeach, it was nivla b'mkoyma. It used to be swallowed up in that place, and it was not nikkur. You couldn't tell it at all on the outside. Now this is a mitzvah saseh, and the zman of this mitzvah saseh is boilas hashachar, that either the regular kohen or kohen gadol used to do this every single day. Now the Ramban speaks out that even though the pasuk only mentions two of the begodim, it says the robe and the nichnasayim, the underpants, still the Ramban says avada the kohen had to wear all the dalav begodim, because this was one of the avoidas that a kohen has to wear his begodim. So the Ramban asks, why doesn't it mention the all four begodim? So he says, really, the begodim already spoke about in Parshas Tetzaveh. Here it's only come to tell us two chidushim. One chidush is that midoy vad means it has to be a perfect fit. It can't be too long or it can't be too short. His robe can't be hanging down on the floor. It has to be a perfect fit. And this is halacha of all the begodim of the kohanim. It had to be a perfect fit. And the second chiddush here is it says al besaroi, that the begodim have to be touching his flesh. In other words, there can't be a chatzitza. There can't be anything in between the begodim of the kohen and his flesh. That's the second halacha, second chiddush we learn from this parasha. And the Rabbeinu Bechai says that we learn out from this mitzvah, which is that before the kohen does to do this avoida, even though it's a very small avoida, just cleaning out the mizbeach, taking off the ashes from the mizbeach, still the kohen has to put on a special begodim before he does this avoida. He says, we learn out from here that before anybody comes to the Shechina, comes close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu to do a special mitzvah or to do any mitzvahs, or before he comes to daven to a Kodesh Baruch Hu tefillah, he should realize to put on special begodim. Like to know that now you're in front of Hashem, you're doing something special, you're doing a mitzvah, you have to dress nicely in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the limit here, that even when the kohen comes to do this small avoida, that you may think it's a dirty job to clean off the mizbeach, to take the ashes, still you have to dress nicely to wear your begodim in front of Hashem. Secondly, he says, the Rebbeinu Bechayim, that from this mitzvah we learn out the inyan of hachno, to lower yourself in front of Hashem. Like a person shouldn't say, what kind of mitzvah is this? I should go and get myself dirty to clean off the ashes. It's such a low job. It's not nice. It's not the kovadik to me to do such an avoida. No, when we come to do mitzvahs, there's no such thing as having our kovad in front of Hashem. Like we should always be botel and mavutel in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we learn out the needs of hachno, to bring yourself down low, to machni yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by Dovid HaMelech said the same thing, that he didn't look at his own kovod in front of Hashem, rather he did whatever he had to do the mitzvahs. Like it's brought down in front of the Aron HaKodesh, he was mecharcher, mefazes, he was dancing very wildly in front of the Aron, because that was the way he gave kovod to Hashem. So we learn out from this mitzvah that when we want to give kovod to Hashem, when we want to do the mitzvahs of Hashem, we should not look at our own kovod, rather be machnir ourselves in front of Hashem. And the Chayvas Havovas also speaks out like this in the Shar HaKhniya, that there's an Indian, no matter how great you are, still you have to be machniya yourself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's this mitzvah, that even though the beginning of the parasha we said spoke about Aharon HaKohen, we're talking about the Kohen Gadol, he can also do this mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, which the Chur, you think it's a Mevuzadik mitzvah, getting yourself dirty, taking out the ashes from the Mizbeach, still, the more greater you are, the more you have to be machmir yourself. Because it always says, Toiv as Hashem kogav alev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like anybody that has gaiva in him. So therefore, the greater you are, it's more probably that you would have some gaiva. Therefore, the more greater you are, you have to do ma'isim to be machmir yourself, to show the opposite that you do not have this gaiva. That's why even Aaron HaKohen was lost on the Indian for him also to do this Trumas Hadeshen. And the Chavos of Ovzal brings down there from the Gemara in Brochus, Tafla Madalov, that says, Omer Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Moshe ben Levi, Mishum Bakaporam, Hed Yid Shoycha Kamoy Shemanu. A regular person, when he davens Shmon Esrei, we bow down the way we're supposed to. At the beginning of the first Brocha, at the end of the first Brocha, that's our bowing down. Kohen Godel, when a Kohen Godel davens Shmon Esrei, Besoif Kol Brocha. He has to bow down at the end of every single Brocha. V'Hamelech, what about a king? When he goes to daven Shimon Esrei, is Tchilas Brocha V'Soif Kol Brocha. And Rashi says there that Komasha Godu B'Yoyse Tzorach L'Achniyo L'Ashpil Atzmai. As the greater you are, the more of Hachno, the more you have to show yourself, lower yourself down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, Kohen Godul, he has to bow down at the beginning of every single Brocha. And the Melech, which is even greater, has to bow down more. So that's this limud from the Trumas Hadeshen, that no matter how great you are, amor fakek, you have to be machni yourself to realize that in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your covenant doesn't stand at all. Now the Chassam Sefer once answered the original kasha we asked, and say maybe like in your shvach, like how come in Parshas Vayikra does not mention Aaron's name, And here at the beginning of Parsha Tzav, by this inyan of the Truma Sedeshin, here the Torah says, Tzav es Aaron v'es bon of Leimor. Like the halacha here was said to Aaron. So he wants to say, B'derech Shvach, that in Parshas Vayikra, we're talking about the actual doing, the Maisim of bringing the Korban. He wants to say, now Aaron's Midah was also a Midah of learning Torah. Now the klal is that to do mitzvahs, if it's possible the mitzvah to be done through somebody else, and it's not a chiyuv b'dafka for you to do the mitzvah, you should rather sit and learn Torah and have the mitzvah done through somebody else. So therefore, as far as doing the actual kabbonis, Aaron figured it's better for him to sit and learn Torah and let the other kahanim go and do the avoida. The same way, like Hashem said to David HaMelech, that toiv yoyim b'chatzrecho me'elef, that means toiv yoyim echod sh'ato yoshev yosek b'atero me'elef oilois she'osid shloima bincho lahakru lufonai agab yamizbeich. This is the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed that says that Kodesh Baruch Hu told David HaMelech, like, don't worry about the Beit HaMikdash, I rather it's dear to me more your learning Torah more than 1,000 kabbonis that your son Shloima HaMelech will bring in the Beit HaMikdash. So the Kitzah in Parshas Vayikra, without Aaron was learning Torah, that's why it doesn't mention his name. It only brings out that the Bonim, they were the ones that brought the Kabbonis. They want to say a Chiddush Techtam Sefer, but here in this Parsha now, it starts off with the Inyan of the Trumas Hadeshin. Now, we're saying the Inyan of the Trumas Hadeshin is to teach a person to be machniya yourself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That even though you think you're great, and you are great, you are a Kohen Gadol, you are a Kohen, still you have to be machniya yourself. So this mitzvah Aaron had to do himself. Like, this is not a mitzvah you could do ayadei shliach, ayadei somebody else. Because Aaron himself wanted to have this limud to learn out to be machniyah himself. Therefore here, by this mitzvah, now the Torah says, Tzavas Aaron, like command Aaron, this is a mitzvah you yourself should do, and not let somebody else. Because you yourself should learn this midah of hachnor, to lower yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really with this, we could answer another question that the Meforashim asked. Like, how come here, when the Torah talks about this mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin, does the Pasuk start off with the Korban of Oila? Like, it says, Hiya Oila. Like, why only does it say the Korban Oila before the union of the Trumas Hadeshin? The Trumas Hadeshin, that's a mitzvah that, like, every morning, to take off some ashes from the Mizbeach, from all the Korbanos that were burnt the day before. So it's not only the Korban Oila. There were a lot of Korbanos that were brought on the Mizbeach throughout the day. And the next morning, there's a mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin. So why does the Torah here start off like Zois Torah Soilom? This is the halachas of the Korban Oilom. He Oilom, it says like two times, then He Oilom, and then it talks about the mitzvahs of Trumas Hadeshin. Why does the Torah mention this inyan of a Korban Oilom b'dafkom before the inyan of Trumas Hadeshin? And the pshat could be, like there are a lot of medrashim here, one medrash says about a Korban Oilom, it says that kol ha-magbiya atzmoi ha-kodesh baruch hu mashbiloi. Whoever like picks himself up to become a Bagaivanik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts them all the way down. Shenema, the Pasuk says here, Zois Torah Soilo, He. Like, He means He'll put you down. V'yimchoza v'yishpal atzmai, and if a person does tshuva, and by himself he humbles himself, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu magbiyoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pick you up again, lift you up again. Shenema, He Oilo. This is the Korban Oilo. So from this one Pasuk, Zois Torah Soilo, He Oilo, we learn out this inyan that not to be a Bagaiva, and if you are, Hashem brings you down. And if you do tshuva, Hashem picks you up. Another medrash says that kol ha-mizgoye is nidun beish. Whoever has gaivas nidun beish, your punishment will be through fire. Like it says in this pasuk, that zois torah soilu hi oilo al moito, that you're burnt up. And the Kliyaka wants to explain the medrash. It doesn't mean literally that you're like supposed to be burnt up in fire, but rather just to say that the inyan of the korban oil is that is always brought down, it's mechaper on hirurim royim. A korban oila, there's no, really, you don't have a chiyuv to bring it. Just if you did a chet, or you had bad thoughts, bad hirurim royim, or b'chal hirurim if you have gasas ruach, a person that has this mid of gaiva, the inyan is to bring a korban oila. The korban oila is mechaper on you, forgives you for the hirurim royim, the bad thoughts and bad machshavas that you have. So what we're coming out is that the Korban Oil is really mechaper for somebody that has these bad thoughts, bad machshavas, bad midas of like being too much of a bagaivnik. Therefore, it's very good why here the Torah says the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin, that this inyan of Trumas Hadeshin was saying is to be machniya person, to make a person humble. to realize that in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we like off a wafer, like Avraham Avinu said, Onechi off a wafer. That's why we have to work with the ashes now, to bring ourselves, to machni ourselves in front of Hashem. That's why here by the Korban Olah, the Torah talks about the Inyan of Trumas Adeshin, because the Korban Olah is coming to be mechaper to forgive us on the chet of a gaiva. Somebody has bad thoughts about being a bagaivanik. And with this, we could answer really another question the Mefarshim asked. Like, who this mitzvah of the Trumas Hadeshin is like an Indian of Truma. You have to take off one shovelful of the yeshes, which is the Truma, and the leftover, that's the yeshes. Now, usually when you take off Truma, the Truma itself has Kedusha to it. Like, you have special mitzvahs that you have to give it to the Kohen. The Kohen eats the Truma. That has the Kedusha. And the Shirayim, the leftover, that's Taichulin, that has no more Kedusha. Here we see just the opposite. Like the rest of the ashes that are left on top of the Mizbeach, the Gemara in Tomit says, that really was a noi to the Mizbeach. It beautified the Mizbeach. Like it shows the Mizbeach is in use, we're using it, it's burning Kabbonah, we're burning Kabbonahs on it. It was nice to have the ashes on top of the Mizbeach. And Echnami, when it became too full on top of the Mizbeach, that's the next mitzvah the Torah talks about. And more you have to clean off if you have too many ashes on top of the Mizbeach. But that wasn't done every day. That was only done when it got too full. But for normal use, it was nice that ashes should be on top of the Mizbeach. And we took off the Truma, one shovelful, that was Tamei Mitzvah, to take it and put it somewhere in the Mizbeach, which we said is on the side of the Mizbeach, and there they put it into the ground, and it was just Nivla, was swallowed up into the ground, and there was no Hekka, we didn't see it anymore. It like dissolved there, we don't see it anymore. Right, how come here this Inya of the Truma gets lost, we don't see anymore? But the rest over part of it, the shrine, the ashes that are left on top of the Mizbeach, that was there to make the Mizbeach look nice. Like always, it's just the opposite way. The Truma that we take off, that has Kedusha. We do something special with the Truma. And the Shirayim is like Chulin. And here it's just the opposite. The Truma we do nothing with. There's a mitzvah to put it on the side of the Mizbeach and it gets swallowed up in the ground. And we don't hear, we don't see it anymore. Mashenk and the Shirayim, that was there to still beautify the Mizbeach. And it could be the pshat of the way we're saying now, that the inyan of this mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin is to teach people to have the midas of achno, to humble yourself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the limit from this mitzvah. Therefore, it's very good why this mitzvah, the Truma, like the Kedusha of this mitzvah is, to put it in the ground and let it be swallowed up there, like to machni yourself, to humble yourself, to show like we have no chshivas in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole limit from this mitzvah. That's why it's very good here, why the Truma here, the part we take off of the burning ashes, this we just put in the ground and it gets dissolved there as if to mashpul a person, to bring a person, to give him a right midah of hachno in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like we said, this is Pasuk Dalet, that ufoshat es begodov, then the Kohen took off his regular bigdei kuna, for lovash begodom achirim, he put on other type of clothing, for hoitzi es hadeshin el michutz lamachna, then sometimes you used to take out the yeshes outside the machna, el mokom tor, to a special clean place outside the machna. And like Rashi explains here, the Hoitzias Adeshin, Rashi says that they had a lot of ashes on top of the Mizbeach, then they would clean it off. The Ein Zeh Choyvel L'Chol Yoyim, this did not have to be every single day, is only when there was too many ashes there. Just the Truma, that was a Choyvel B'Chol Yoyim. And at the beginning, Rashi also says, that the Pasuk says you should change your Begodim, Rashi says, Ein Zu Choyvel, it's not really a Choyvel to change your Begodim, El Derech Eretz, it's Tam Halach of Derech Eretz. So what do we learn out? Shlo yelach lech b'hoitzoyes hadeshin begodim shu mishamish b'hen tomit. Hey, since this was not a real avoida of carrying the ashes outside Yerushalayim, outside the machne, so here you're getting yourself very dirty. It's not nice to wear the begodim that you do the avoida with Hashem to dirty them now. So therefore, like it says, begodim shabishu b'hem kedei rul rabbi, when you are cooking for your Rebbe, well, the clothes you wear then, al yimzoy behem kois le rabbi, you should not wear the same clothing when you give it to him to drink, when you give the kois to him. Here also, when the kohanim do the avoida, you have to look nice, wear nice begodim. But this mitzvah here, just to clean out the ashes when it got too full, to take it outside Yerushalayim, it was not a real avoida, it did not need the big day kuna, therefore it's not nice to wear them, not to get them dirty. So again, this limit. We have to have clean begodim when we're doing avodas Hashem, when we're doing mitzvahs. but not that way. Then faker, take off your chashuv begodim and wear something else. Let them get dirty, and then when you come back again to do the mitzvah, put on again your nice clothing. Then pasuk hay says, "V'eish al hamizbeach tukat bor lo sichbe." The fire should always be burning on the mizbeach. Uvir oleh hakoyim eitzim aboikav aboikav. And there's a mitzvah the kohen should put wood on top of the mizbeach. The yorach oleh oila, and on top of the wood he puts the korban oila. Victor oleh chol b'yeshlomim. On top of this wood also he burns the chol b'yeshlomim. We'll soon go through the inyonim of how many marochas there were exactly on top of the mizbeach. Then the next pasuk says, "Eish tomid." Tukar al hamizbeach, to say that there always has to be a fire there. Loi sichbe, like Rashi says, there's a law not to put out the fire on the mizbeach. All right, turn over. Like Rashi says, if you do put out the fire on the mizbeach, you're over two lavim. And some of us can say the reason why the Torah puts the law here is because before there was the mitzvah of truma sadeshin, that the kohen every morning had to come and take away the ashes off the mizbeach. So they had to be very careful when they take off the ashes not to put out the coals, not to put out the fire. Because there's a law not to put out the fire from the mizbeach. Now, on top of the mizbeach, there were like three marochas, three different places where the fire was burning every single day. Now, first it was the mitzvah to make the marocha gedolo, which was the purpose to put on top of it the evorim of the korban atonid and the shar kabonim, kabonis. It's all the facts. The emurim that were burned from the kabonis were put on top of the marocha gedolah. Then next to that, they made a marocha ktana, a small one, on the side of the marocha gedolah, which was the purpose to take the coals from this for the mizbech hakteris. They lahak the roll of hakteris. It used to take coals out of this fireplace, which was on the mizbech hachitim, and bring the coals inside the mizbech hapnim to be marked to the hakteris. And then there was a third marocha, like a third fireplace on top of the mizbeach. That was lekiyah meish. To mekayim this posik, that to say the eish tomit took al mizbeach lo yisichbem. To say the afilu b'chol reg every second, there had to be an eish on top of the mizbeach, they had to have a third marocha. And they say really all three is rumors in this posik. Some say b'chol, it says the word eish here three times in the last few psukim for these three marochas. Others say because the posik says, the first posik bay said, Al moito al hamizbeach, that those terrors soila he oila al moito al hamizbeach. Moito there, that means the marocha gedolim. That was where they had a lot of the wood burning, where they would put the pieces of the avorim of the korban oila on top of it. Then the pasuk says, the eish al hamizbeach tukat boy, that goes on the marocha shenia that they use for the k'teris. And then the last pasuk says, the eish al hamizbeach tukat boy, that goes the marocha shokiyim eish. That you say there was always fire burning on top of the mizbeach. And it's interesting, the Zohar HaKadosh says in this pasuk, V'yesh al mizbeach tukat bar lo sichbe, he says it goes on, Echoyva mutal al Yisroel, Rishmur al kachelet ha-teira, Shle tichbe b'meshach ha-beiris chas v'sholem. There's an Indian to watch the Or ha-teira that Klal Yisrael has, it should not go out throughout the generations. There is our Eish, what keeps us going, this lavas of Chai Yisrael is the Koyach of Torah that we have. We have to watch the Koyach of the Torah. The Torah should never go out. And we always say, Ner mitzvah the Torah or. Hey, mitzvahs are only doima to a ner, a small candle. Aber the Torah or. The or, the Torah is our or. That's a big fire. That doesn't go out so easy. And that's the Choyach here, to watch our Torah, not to let it go out. And this is good, like we were saying before, that in these parshas, it keeps on saying, Zayis Teres Oila, Zayis Teres HaMincha, that these pashas are talking about the limit of Torah, that the learning of the Torah, learning the Torah of the Korbanis, that's considered as if we brought a Korban. So we're talking about now the limit of Torah, that has to be like an Eish, a fire that never goes out. Once so the Mesillas HaSharm in the Sefer says a Moshel, like really the Neshama of a person is also Doina to Eish, to fire. And he says the Moshel is, let's say you have a coal, a nice hot coal that's going out. What you do to make it blow up again is to blow on it. You blow some air on a coal, that makes it get red hot again. He says the marshal also, when you have your neshama, and it's going out, the slavas is going out, if you learn Torah, the limit of Torah, when it comes into person's neshama, it burns up the neshama again, and makes it nice red hot again. Like we say, Torah or. Torah has a koyach of fire, and the neshama is fire. It lights up the neshama to make you do things with the slavas. is the limit of Torah that goes into a Yid Neshama that burns him up again, that makes this kayach that the fire would not go out. So through the limit of Torah, that makes the fire come stronger and stronger, and that's the way we'll watch this fire not to go out. Then the Pasha goes on to talk about the Zoyis Teres HaMincha. This is the halachas of bringing a mincha, which the chiddush here is that we have to have from three things. It has to be from selus, from fine flour. You have to have shemen, and you have to have levoina. And then there's a mitzvah, the kohen makes the kemitza, takes a handful from it, and that he burns. Then the pasuk says, v'hanay seres mimeno, the leftover part of the flour, yechlu Aaron of one of, that Aaron and his children are allowed to eat it. Matzah is teyochel. Yubadavka afdidi b'teres matzah cannot become chomitz. B'mokam kodesh b'chater omer yochlu. And the pasuk says clearly, lo yisayof v'chomitz. You're not allowed to bake even the leftover part of the flour. You cannot bake to make chomitz out of it. Because chelkom nosati oisa me'ishoy. Because this is a chelek that I gave you from my fire. And like Rashi says, means afashurayim asurim b'chomitz. Even the leftover part of the flour, after the kohen made the kemitza, still it's also tidit the teres chametz. And the pasuk says a reason why, because chelkom nosati oisam yishrei. This is a chelik of Hashem. In other words, like we always say, this is called mishulchan gavoya kozochi. That really a mincha is a kodesh kedoshim. The whole thing deserves to be to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the press and gives a part for the kohen tidit. So since it's Mishulchan Gevoye Kazochoy, therefore you're not allowed to have any chametz mixed around in it. And the Chassam Sofer wants to be medayik, like really in Svara we should say that the Kohanim, the chelek that they eat of the mincha, of the flour, they should be allowed to make chametz out of it. Like l'chur, the Indian of chametz, we know by Pesach, if you do what's brought down, that's the Sor, that's like a little bit of the Yetz Sor, a little bit of Elam Hazer. That's called chametz. And really we know in this world we are allowed to have a little bit hanor from Olam Hazeh. Like the Moshe brought down that one of the reasons why by Shavuos we have the Shtei Halechem, because that was the Yom of Matan Torah, and the Shtei Halechem, that's brought yes from Chometz. You're supposed to make it into Chometz. And it comes to teach us that even though Klai Yisrael was Mekabel the Torah, still the Torah was not given the Malchi Asharis. It was given the people that have to eat. And therefore, we are allowed to have a little bit hanor from Olam Hazeh. Therefore, in Svar, we would say that the part of the mincha that goes to the kohanim, they should be allowed to eat it from chametz. And that's why the pasuk says the reason why they can't is because this chelik they get is not really their own chelik, but rather it's called the chelik of Hashem. It's called Mishulchan Gevoya Kazochi. That's why the pasuk has to explain it that leisiyof chametz chelkom nosati oisa meishoy. Because this is a chelek that you're getting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Mishulchan Gevoya Kazochi. Therefore, you should not have any chametz mixed into it at all. This is the way the Chassam Sofer also wants to be masber in the Haggadah, where we say, Matzah zu shanuechum ashumo. Like we say, why do we eat matzah? So we say, Ashum shlei hispik betzeikum shel aviseinu lahachmitz, because the dough was not able to become chametz. Why? Achenigdu aleihem melech malchiel nechum HaKadosh Baruch Hu ugolam. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is right there to redeem us. And then, Shinema, then we say over the Pasek, Vayesu etzabotek, asher hoitzir mimitzrayim, ugot matzois, vayichomet kigorshu mimitzrayim. Then we say the Pasek. He asks, like, why didn't we say right away? We're explaining, why do we eat matzah? Why don't we have chomets? So we say, because vayhispek v'tzeikim shalav v'feinu hachmets, like, why don't we say right away from the Pasek that says, kigorshu mimitzrayim, v'lo yochol lehisma meya, v'gam said lo yochalhem. Like, why don't we bring down the psukim like we just say, that the reason why they didn't have matzah, they didn't have chomets, was because they were thrown out of Mitzrayim first. Why does the Baal HaGadah the first say that the reason why the dough did not come into chomets, rather was matzah, because shleihispik v'tzeikim shalav yisenu lahachmitz, achenigla leya melech malchil noch v'gadosh baruch hu golem. Like, why do we have to say the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu made the gula right now? Let us just bring down the pukim. He wants to explain this is the reason why that even though Pesach by night, the churid is an Indian of a korban teidah. When somebody has nisim done to him, there's an Indian to thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu. To bring a korban teidah. Now, in a korban teidah, there was some bread that were made from chametz. So you see, when you're giving haidah, when you're giving thanks for Kodesh Baruch Hu, you are allowed to have a chametz there also. So the question is, by Pesach by night,
since we're also giving Haidor, we're thanking the Kodesh Baruch Hu for all the nisim that he did to us, like how come we can't have chametz then? That's what the Balagola wants to explain. That this Indian of Matzah, the Pshat says, we want to make a zecher for the Yigula that there was by Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it says, Achinigla leye melech machel mechel Kodesh Baruch Hu ugolom, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself made the Gula, as if to say, we receive from Shulchan Gavoya Kazochu. Like we receive the Yeshua, the help came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Therefore we want to like make his recurrence remember the Gula, what happened, we can't have any Chametz. Because from the Shulchan Gavoya Kazochu, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, there's no Chametz involved. It's only for Bnei Yodim, something we do for ourselves, as Bnei Yodim, we're not doing with the Malachi Asharis, we have to have some chomet, some enjoyment of Elam Azer mixed into it. But what done Alpha Shulchan Gevoyu, we want to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself made a gula, therefore we have no chomet, just pure matter. In the Pasuk right after Sheni says, V'yadaber Hashem Moshe Leimor, Zer Korban Aaron Uvonov, this is the special Korban for Aaron, the Kohen Godul, and his children, Hashi Yagribu LaHashem B'yom Himoshach Oisai. The day when they appoint the Kohen Gadol to become the Kohen Gadol, he has to bring a special korban. Asiris Aifa Selis Mincha Tomid, Machatzisa Ba Boiko Machatzisa Baruch. And really, this is a korban, a special mincha, that the Kohen Gadol had to bring every single day, which is an Asiris Aifa, and he had to divide it up. Half is brought every morning, and half is brought every afternoon. And who had in a Kohen Hedjit, the first time that he did an Avodah, like to be Mechanachim, he also had to bring this special mincha, the Asira Sefer. However, he brought it all at one time. He did not divide it up half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Only the Kohen Gadol, he has a special mitzvah, the special mincha, the Asira Sefer, he has to bring half in the morning and half in the afternoon. Now, there are a few reasons how come the Kohen Gadol has a special korban, a special mincha to be brought every single day, in the morning and in the afternoon. And some say, the Chinuch says, because the Kohen Gadol, he's really the shliach from the whole Klal Yisrael to Aviyim Shabashamayim. He's supposed to daven for us, he's supposed to bring our korbanos for us, and he's like supposed to be a mechapa for us. Therefore, just like we bring a korban atomid every day in the morning and the afternoon, who adin the Kohen Gadol has to bring his own special mincha in the morning and in the afternoon. And also the Chinuch says his famous word that lefi maisav a person is affected. In other words, the Kohen Gadol, he has to realize he's a special person, and he has to have his oiris through the maisim that he does. So since he brings a special korban every single day, it lets him think about it, puts it to his mind that he's the Kohen Gadol, he's the shliach for the whole Klal Yisrael, and he has to be very careful in what he's doing to do it the right way. Other Mefarshim say the pshat is that the Kohen Gadol, he's like the shliach, he's supposed to be the mechaper for Klal Yisrael, so first he has to make sure he himself is clean from any chet. Therefore he himself has to bring this mincha every single day, once in the morning, once in the afternoon, to make sure he is noki mikol chet. Some of us have learned that really the pshat from karbonis are that if somebody did a chet, somebody did something wrong, so he's supposed to bring a korban to have his kapara. Now, certain times a person will be embarrassed to bring a korban, like he doesn't want people to know he did the chet. The frat we're talking about most of the time is a chet b'shoigig. He didn't realize he did the avera, so he'll be embarrassed to bring it. Therefore, there's a limud we learn out from the Kohen Gadol that he has to bring every single day, twice a day, this special mincha, like we're saying, it's also for a kapara for himself. Therefore, people won't be embarrassed to come to bring their own private korban, as they'll see, because they're going to see that the Kohen Gadol himself has to bring twice a day this special mincha. And another pshat is, like we said before, the Kohen Gadol, since he's so great, he has to show more hachnor in front of Hashem. Therefore, we make him bring this korban mincha, which usually in ani, a poor person brings the mincha, like to show even though you're a great person in the Kohen Gadol, still you should have a little humbleness, a little hachnor in front of Hashem. And then the Pasuk goes on to say a chiddush about the mincha that the Kohen himself brings, which the Torah says is loisayochel minchas Kohen, that the Kohen himself is not allowed to eat any shirayim left over from the mincha that the Kohen himself brings. Even though all the other menachas that a Kohen brings for Yisrael, the shirayim v'kanim are allowed to eat, Mashenkin and Minchas Koyin that he himself brings, Allah is the Chom Minchas Koyin Kolotia Loisayochel. And the Chinuch explains, because, like he says, when the Koyin has to bring his own Mincha, it's supposed to be Ma'orah himself, like to bring himself to the realization that he also needs a Korban, a Kapara for himself. Now he says if the Koyin would eat from it, he would not be misar, like would just look as if he's baking bread and eating it. But now that he has to burn the whole mincha, therefore it's a risk for the kohen himself. Whereas when the kohen is just bringing the mincha for another Yisrael, then the iki saris is the fact that the Yisrael is giving away the mincha, and true, just the kemitz is burnt, and the kohen eats the rest, but there the iki saris is for the Yisrael. But here the kohen himself needs the saris, therefore the saris has to be that kula kolol, the whole thing is burnt. Then the Pasha goes on to talk about the Dabar Laron V'Yalbon of Lema Zoyz Teres HaChatis, goes to talk about the Lachis of the Korban Chatis, which is also called Kodesh Kedoshim. It's also a Korban that's a Kodesh Kedoshim. And then the Pasha goes on to the Zoyz Teres HaOshim. This is the Lachis about a Korban Oshim. Also the Pasuk says Kodesh Kedoshim Hu, that this is also called the Korban of Kodesh Kedoshim. Lafuke later the Pasuk talks about the Zoyz Teres Azeva HaShlomim, which a korban shlomim is only kochim kalim. That does not come to the same rank as a korban oila, a korban chatas, and a korban oshim, which those three are called a kodesh kadoshim. It has special kedusha to it. There we say there's milu right away. It's called like kochi Hashem. Whereas a korban shlomim, that's called kochim kalim. That does not have milu right away. And some of Farshim say the reason why the chatas and the yoshim is also called a kodesh kadoshim, like a korban oila, even though really only the korban ola, that's the only korban that is completely burnt. All the yevorim is burnt. Mashenkin by korban chatas and by korban oshim, the kahanim are allowed to eat some of the meat. So why is it called the kodesh kedoshim? Well, some of us want to say because it comes to teach us that the inyan of a chatas and an oshim, that's a korban that the bialim bring if they did a special chet. They did something wrong, they did an averim. The person in Kefil, if he did an Aveira, he brought himself away from Hashem, he was merachik himself from Hashem, he can't become close to Hashem anymore. So Hashem Badavka wants to show him that his korban is called the Kodesh Kedoshim. Like with your korban, you could bring yourself mamash back close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You could become Kodesh yourself again, close to Hashem. That's why the korban chatas and the korban oil and the korban oshim, and huadin, the korban oil, like we spoke about before, also comes for a kapora, for a forgiveness. These three kabbonas are called a kodesh kadoshim, to show that through doing the kapara, by bringing the korban, you could bring yourself back to the madrega, like we always say that the mokim shabali tshuva imdin is ein tzadik and gemurim yecholom lamitshom, that if you do emes tshuva, you could bring yourself up to a very high madrega again. And while we're talking about these inyonim that we said to say, it says zeis teres oila, zeis teres achatis. The Chofetz Chaim talks about a barichas, about the inyan of learning kochim, that he brings down his akdoma to the Sefer Roth, Yassif Askenim al-Sedir kochim. He brings down the akdoma, brings down this Gemara in Menachis that says, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Maidich Siv Zoyz Teres Achates V'Zoyz Teres Oshem, that the Gemara Darshan Kol Oisik V'Teres Chates is Kilu Hikrib Chates. It's as if you brought the Korban Chates. The Kol Oisik V'Teres Oshem Kilu Hikrib Oshem. V'chein B'Shar Kabonis. The Gam Gabi Eulak says, Teras Eulak, Teras HaMincha. The Chanisa B'Smag, and B'Smag also passes like this, that the fact we learn about the halachis of the Korbanis is considered as if we really brought the Korban itself. And we know that the Inyan of the Korbanis, that's one of the Gimel Dvorim Sha'olam Oymed Aleihim. And the Mishnah Novice says that Al Gimel Dvorim Oylam Oymed, Ala Teruah V'Al Avoidah V'Al Gimelot Chasodim. And the Inyan of Avoidah, that's the Inyan of Korbanis. And true, it's brought down b'zmana zeh, the tefillah, davening, that's an avoida b'mokom ha-kabonis. But who are dealing with this tomorrow, the learning the halachis about the different kabonis, that's also nechshav as if we really brought the korban, and as if we have the kapora, the forgiveness, from the korban also. And that's the chiddushim, even though these kabonos are the korban chatis, you could only bring if you did a special chet, but here, by learning the halachis of them, it's considered as if you brought it, and it'll be making to protect you from Yisurim, and it's a kapora for yourself. Huadin, the Rambam writes at the Pirush HaMishnayis, at the end of Masechta Menachos, he says like this, the Yomru Chazal, Tamidi Chachomim Oiskim Bimleches HaAvoido, the Tamidi Chom that learned Allah is about the different Kabonis, is Mala Leyem HaKosav Kilu Nivna Beis HaMikdash Bimehim. It's considered as if the Beis HaMikdash was built. The arcane royal odom lisasek v'divrei hakabonis. A person should learn and go into the nyanim of the different kabonis. The law says, them. The law yomerish person shouldn't say, harei hein dvorim shein tzarech lem b'zman hazeh. This is something I don't need today, the different halachas about the karbonis. But rather, we should learn them, and like the Rambam says, it's mamish as if you build a Beis Hamikdash. And the Chofetz Chaim goes by Rish Chassidus to explain that when you learn the halachas of the korban, it's as if mamish we are bringing the korban in the Beis Hamikdash with the kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash here, where as if the Kohanim are here, the Leviim are here, and as if mamish bepoil, you are bringing the korban. Hu Adin, there's a Gemara in Megillah on the Tav Zayin that talks about that the time when Haman was coming to dress up Mordechai to put him on the sus, so he found Mordechai was learning with the Rabbanan Halacha Suchas Kemitza. They were learning the Halacha is about Kemitza, about the Menachas. So Haman asked them, what are you learning? So they answered, we're learning the Halacha is of Kemitza. So Haman himself answered back and said that you're learning Hilchas Kemitza was docha pushed away my asara alfe kikri kesef dinu. My money that I paid to try and wipe out the kilat klai Yisrael, your limit of kemitza ilchus kachim, that's what saved you. That's what Haman himself realized. And the Chofetz Chaim brings down the Lashon HaZoir like that also, that this chus of limit of learning the karbonis helps us that even people that want to say bad about klai Yisrael will be wiped away. Like this Gemara, the one that wanted to say the worst bad about Klai Yisrael was Haman HaRosha. That the Gemara says, Lest man diyoda lishna bisha kahaman. Nobody knew how to talk so much Lashon Hara about Klai Yisrael like Haman HaRosha. He was the one that spoke the most Lashon Hara about Klai Yisrael. And still the Gemara's mashmir, one of the schus from Klai Yisrael had to wipe away Haman was the schus that Mordechai was learning Hilchas Kemitza, learning the halachas of Karbonis. And we also say in the Shalma Purim Sforsenu that we say in the morning the parshas of Karbonis, and if we understand what we're saying, for the mere fact we're saying the parshas of the Karbonis, it's also considered as if we brought the korban. And the way the Chofetz Chaim learned is mamish as if the Beis Hamikdash is here with the gedushas of the Kohanim, with the gedusha of the Beis Hamikdash, and we can mamish get the same kapora we had then bizman the Beis Hamikdash was here. By knowing what we're saying and understanding the Nyanim of Karbonis and saying out the parshas, by saying out the parsha of Chatzis, the parsha of Osham, the parsha of Mincha, or then the parsha of a Korban Eila. Now really, the Inyan of a Korban Eila we spoke about before, that is Mechaper on a few Chatoyim. First of all, it's Mechaper on an Isser Asei, Shein by Malkus, or a Lav, Shein by Maisa. Hey, so if we do a Chet and we don't have any Einish for it, the Korban Eila is Mechaper on those Averis. Hu Adin, we learned before, the Korban Eila is Mechaper on Hihurim Royim, if we have bad thoughts in our mind, thoughts about Znus, about Anisha, if we have bad thoughts, so a Korban Eila is Mechaper. Hu Adin is Mechaper, Agasa Hiruach, people are very, think a lot about themselves, have the needs of Gaiva, they want to do Tshuva, the Korban Eila is Mechaper on them. Therefore, it's very important that every day we should learn these Inyanim of Korban Eila. And in the morning to say the parshas of Korban Eila. Because by saying it, and if we understand what we're saying, it's mamash considered as if we brought the Korban Eila itself. And we'll have this kapara that will be mechaper for us on the machshavas royas that we had, if we think bad things in our mind, that more people think there's no chet about thinking bad things. And no, machshavas royas is also a tremendous chet. Having the mid of gaivam, doing different chatoim that we don't deserve an einish malafuam, all these things, if we bring the Korban Eila, we have a kapora on these chatoim. And the way we bring the Korban Eila today is by saying the parshas of a Korban Eila and understanding, learning the halachas about the Korban Eila, about the shechita, about where the shechita was done, the dalet avodis, that after the shechita, then they made a kabbalah sadam, then they made halachas sadam, they had to take the dam to the mizbeach, then they made the zrika, with the zrika sadam on the mizbeach, that was the main kapora of the Korban. And then you have the haktara of burning by Korban Eila, all the Ivorim and the Amurim, everything is burnt, Agabi HaMizbeach, and that's the way we have our kapara. So by learning through, first of all, these parshas of Chumash, that we're going through, that talks about the halachas of the different kabbonis, we should learn them and realize it's not just I'm learning, but learning Hilchas Kodshim, learning the Inyanim about these kabbonis, has a tremendous chus for Klai Yisrael. It's mamash as if we're bringing a korban with the Kedusha the way it was then, and it's matzalot, it saves us from Yisurim, it saves us from the Goyim that want to do bad to us, and we have a kapora for our nefesh, a tikkun for ourselves. And then the Parsha goes on after Revi, that talks about the parsha, the way after the Shivas Yomim of Yemei Meluyim, that Moshe was dressing, taking care of the Kohanim. Then upon it came the Shemini, the eighth day, when Aaron HaKohen started to do the Avodah. Now these 7 days of the Shivas Yemei Meluyim were special days that the Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol, and his children were separated, set aside, that Mei Hachonis made a preparation before they could go to do the Avodah the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which was the first day the Kohanim started to do the Avodah in the Mishkan. And then Pasuk Gimel says, the Eskolo Eido Hakel El Pesach HaYamayid, that this was done in front of all the Klai Yisrael. Everybody had to come together to see this. And the meaning was that the whole Klai Yisrael should see the way the Kohanim needed a special Hachona, how to prepare themselves before they were able to go to do the Avodah on the Yom Shemini, on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now from here we're supposed to learn out, like before we start to do a mitzvah of any Dabar Shabakdusha, first we have to have Hachona. We have to prepare ourselves first, put ourselves into the right mood, then we could go to do the Dabar Shabakdusha. Like here, the Kohanim, before they went to do the Avodah, that had prepared themselves 7 days in advance to make good Hachona before they could come into the Kodesh to do the Avodah. So then at the end of the parasha, Pasuk Lamed Dalet, it says, Kasher Osa Bayoim Hazeh, Tzivu Hashem Lasois Lechaper Aleichem. The same way there was a mitzvah now, that before they did the Avodah for 7 days, they had to separate themselves, and they making themselves, there's a mitzvah, Lederus Lasois Lechaper Aleichem. And the Gemara in Yuma we just had, darshans from this Pasuk, that Lasois Elu Maisei Poro, and Lechaper Elu Maisei Yom Kippurim. That the Kohen, before he went to burn the Parah Adumah, and the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, before he went to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur, he had to have a Parisha separate himself 7 days in advance, before then coming to the Beis HaMikdash, by to be made to prepare himself before he could do this Avodah, of either burning, bringing the Parah Adumah, or else on Yom Kippur, doing the Avodah of Yom Kippur. And the Be'er Moshe once explained, like, how come we learn these two things out of the Inyan of Miluyim? Like, what is the Maisa Parah Adumah and the Yom Kippur have to do with one another? So really want to say that the Inyan of the Parah Adumah, like the Medrash says, is the Ikar Inyan of the Parah Adumah is a Tchukah. We have to realize when we do mitzvahs, we do them because that's the way Hashem wants us. We don't quirky, we don't ask questions why, yes, maybe no. We just do them with Torah Tchukah. Because really, Parah Adumah, that's Mechaper on Misa. That's Metaher from Tumas Meis. And we know the first thing that caused the Misa was the Chet of Adam Rishon. And what was the Chet of Adam Rishon? When he went to eat from the Eitz Hadas, the Pshat is, he started to be mefakfek, he started to think, is it good, shall I listen to Hashem or not? He was the first one that had this Chet, and because of that, it was Nigmar Misa. Therefore, when the Parah Adumah comes to be mitayer for the Chet, for the Tumas Misa, the Kapor is, it's Petara Sechuka. We don't ask any questions, we don't think yes or no, we just go directly to do it. Who are then by Yom Kippur also the Pesukim Kesedah say, Voisa lechem lechukas olam b'chodesh ashri b'yes lechodesh, and says, Voisa uzois lechem lechukas olam lechapra b'nei Yisroel mekor chatoisam achas bashonam, that Yom Kippur also has to do like a chukah, like it's something we just do without any questioning why. Who are then there's the Indian of the Seir HaMishtaleach on Yom Kippur that we don't know why, time we just do it because that's the Ratzon of Hashem. And this is the Kapora we have on Yom Kippur. This is the same type of a Kapora from the Parah Adumah. And this was the Tikkun from the first Chet, that not to doubt and ask questions, why should we do this, why should we do that, is it good to do the mitzvah, but rather the reason why we do the mitzvahs are always the Torah Sechukah. Hashem said to do them, and that's the way we do them. We don't go on to ask questions, why yes, why no. This Pashabes is also Pashas Zohar. The Indian of Pasha Zohar is that the Pasuk says, Kimoche Encher, we're supposed to like wipe out and destroy Amalek from ourselves. Now it says a double Oshin Mocher Encher twice, because Amalek did two things bad. First of all, Amalek was Sosar by Lamala, Akorosh Baruch Hu Shliter, and who Adin Lamata. They took away from us. That means Lamala, we always said, the Eine Kise Shalom Achi Moche Shemoy Shalom Amalek. We said, Ki Yad Al Keis Ko, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei will not be Sholem, will not be Mole, the Hashpor from Hashem, the Shechina, will not be Mole on this world until we wipe out Amalek. So Amalek stops the Shechina from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be short in this world. Hu Adin Amalek, Torah have made a hester upon him in ourselves and our lives that we cannot be mekabel the Torah b'shlemus. Kol zman there's a sheres of a molech between us. He put tumor into the world that stops the limit of Torah that makes us that we can't see the kedusha, we can't see the right way. And therefore, by mochremcha, by wiping out the molech, that's the way we should be zeiche for two things of the Torah and the avodas Hashem. And that's why it was brought down that right after Mechias HaMolek, the first time, the Aslan Klaius was Zeicha to have the Torah and to get the Avodah. And who are then the Chaim Mechias HaMolek, there was the Mei Shol, the David, that Zohar right after that, Klaius was Zeicha for Torah and for Avodah. Torah, well, that was the Chochmas of Shloimoi, HaMelech that he made, Osnayim LaTorah, and the Avodah portion then was the Binyan Abayis. When we destroy HaMolek, that's when Klaius was Zeicha to have Kabbalah HaTorah really, have the schus of understanding the Torah and to do avodah back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same thing happened by Bimei Mordechai v'Yester, that right after the Mechias HaMolek, Klai Yisrael was Zeicha again the Torah of the avodah. Torah that the Gemara always dashins, Kimu v'Kiblu. We say, Hoda Kiblu v'Mei Achashverosh. After Achashverosh, there was a new Kabbalah HaTorah. What's the pshat of the new Kabbalah HaTorah? That the more we wiped out Homin was the sheresh of HaMolek. The more we wipe out HaMolek from us, it takes away the hester upon him, the choshev, the darkness, we could come to realize, to understand the Torah. And Hu Adin, the Beis HaMikdash Sheni was built right after that. And Hu Adin, the Mirtz Hashem, will be Zeicha for Bayis HaShlishi, will be by the Mechem of Gog Magog, when we'll wipe out Amalek again, Amalek at Deya, will be Zeicha to have Deya again, and Avodah. Parshas Tzav.